This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, today we'll spend our time talking about a hot topic for the trucking industry, and according to Don Schaefer with the Midwest Truckers Association, it's the only topic worth talking about this week. The ELD, or Electronic Logging Device Mandate, goes into effect on Monday, and Don is here to answer your questions and give us an update.
This is the only topic. I mean, that's the best way to put it right now. I mean, our phones are ringing off the hook. We have got more than we can handle in terms of people trying to call up because the electronic logging device rule, which takes effect on Monday, is it's confusing. It's detailed. There have been a lot of exemptions granted. There have been some delays granted. And nobody seems to really have a good grasp of what the heck's going on. I mean, really, in all truth.
Right.
I've never seen a rollout of a regulation that is so convoluted as this. I mean, it's just it's crazy. But we'll push on because right now, Monday, the rule goes into effect for electronic logging devices in trucks, and of course that means if you're operating, a truck, and it's older than model year 2000, and you are, operating outside of an area, what we call the 150 air mile radius, of your base of operation within the state of Illinois or any other state, or you're operating more than 100 miles interstate. So if you're going into Missouri, you're going into Indiana, you've got a 100-mile exemption. If you go beyond that, then you are required to have an ELD in your truck. But, and this is where everything falls off the wall and it gets confusing and people don't understand it. There are exemptions that are in the rule. Most specifically, we're talking about the agricultural exemption. The agricultural exemption covers what we would call covered farm vehicles that are basically, you're hauling grain, you're hauling livestock, no matter what, you've got an exemption there. And basically there's no change. So right now, you know how it is. If a driver knows what it is, the hours of service exemption works for grain haulers, works for everybody. It's a year-round exemption in the state of Illinois. Iowa is going year-round effective Monday, and our surrounding states are pretty much the same way, too. So, again, things aren't changing there. Remember that. I mean, guys are calling in saying, I haul grain and blah, blah, blah. No, you're exempt. Remember that. But another thing that kind of kicked in, and this is where it got goofy, because the feds came back in and they said, you know what, we're going to basically grant a 90-day exemption. We're going to give everybody an extra 90 days if you do haul grain and livestock, and if you do go beyond 150 or 100-mile air radius. A guy that's going to go get breeder stock or something like that, they're hauling stuff to maybe Omaha or they're going, where else, where have you. Mm-hmm. Specialty grains. Sometimes guys are hauling specialty grains more than 150 miles or 100 miles away. The feds say, okay, we're going to wait. We're going to hold off on you guys for another 90 day. Just operate the way you're operating right now. Don't change it, and then we'll deal with it on April 1st when, whenever that comes up, and then we'll deal with it then. So all they're doing is delaying what we would call total confusion and for the rest of everybody else, ELDs do kick in Monday. A survey was put out last week that basically said that probably 65% of the truck operators out there who need ELDs don't have them in their trucks because they aren't sure what kind of systems to use and under what parameters they have to use them. They've asked questions. They can't get answers to their questions from the feds because there are unique situations. And they haven't been able to get them answered. And so, this has been very confusing. Like I said, we're trying to answer as many questions as possible on this.
So just to be clear, so if there's a farmer that's listening to this, if they're hauling grain, they're hauling livestock, nothing changes Monday.
Nothing changes Monday. As long as they've been exempt under the hours of service regulations, using paper logs, and because they have the exemption, they haven't had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not changing for them. So that is the number one thing, because a lot of people out there think they have to go out and get these electronic logs. And we've had people who called and said, I've got my logs, now what do I have to do? And we tell them, you don't have to do anything. And they've spent all this money, and now they've got a piece of equipment, technically that they don't have to use,
mm-hmm.
unless they're gonna, you know, go beyond that, you know, that exempt, that area that's exempt. So it's been totally confusing. And,
yeah.
And unfortunately, we haven't had much help from the government, and in the way it's going, we don't expect to get too much in the next couple of days, any direction of what's going to happen. So we're just, you know, we thought maybe we would get a delay.
Mm-hmm.
We worked to get a delay. There's even movements right now for a last-minute delay that have not come down. But we've been telling everybody, you know, what, for the last 2 months, you know, hey, move ahead, guys, because we don't think we're going to get anything from the feds other than these 90-day you know, delays that we've gotten, those types of things.
Sure.
If people have questions, and you know, they can call our office. But an option is Friday afternoon. We aren't sure what time yet, but we'll post it on our Facebook page, Midwest Truckers Association Facebook page. We will post. We're going to do a Facebook live session tomorrow. It'll give people the opportunity to ask questions, and we'll try to answer the big thing, which is a lot of people have questions on these short haul exemptions. They have, you know, they have questions about what do they do if they have to do ELDs. Do they turn them on the minute they leave, or do they wait to turn them on after they get past 150 miles? These types of questions, because there are a lot of things that have not been answered by the feds. So check our Facebook page. We'll post something on there tomorrow, or we'll post something on there this afternoon, letting people know. Midwest Truckers members, and there are hundreds, you know, in this area.
Right.
We'll send an email blast out this afternoon to let you know what time. But just check our Facebook page, and we'll get folks on there. You know, it's no cost. You might as well get on. And
might as well listen to the information.
Listen to the information. You know, we've done a couple of these things, and we've had, you know, I think we hit 16,000 hits off the last one we did a week before last.
Wow.
Because there are a lot of questions. So, you know, we want to comply with the regulations. Everybody does. You want to be legal. You know, it's a law, so we're going to do it. You know, and that's the way it is. If we would have some better direction of what we have to do, you know, that would be good, but we just haven't got it. And we'll, you know, we'll work with it. You know?
Yeah. It will definitely be a learning process, as with any new regulation, no matter what sector it's in, I would think. I know you don't work for the state police. Do you think this is going to be a highly watched issue? I mean, that they're going to be trying to stop people for not complying, or is there going to be a grace period, or is there usually a grace period when something changes?
You know, and I'll be candid. I mean, might as well. I mean, we work very closely with the Illinois State Police. I don't personally think Illinois State Police is ready.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they were still training their officers. Last week, you know, we asked the state police what their, you know, questions on protocol, you know, how are you going to get the data? How are you going to look at the data? Are you going to hop in the truck with the driver and read out on his permanently mounted ELD? Or what if the driver has an ELD that's on a tablet, or it's on a cell phone? I mean, you know, these are questions that have to be answered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are over 200 different types of ELD systems out there, and none of them have been certified. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration said, no, we're just going to put them out. We'll put them out there, and the companies have to self-certify. So, in other words, they're saying, yeah, they're going to work. Does it mean that they're going to work? Well, we know from experience already that there are a lot of problems with these. So I think the state police are going to have their hands full. And I think it's going to be touch and go for a while. So, and here's the thing. Also, the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance, which is the international organization that represents law enforcement agencies, have basically recommended to their members, which include Illinois State Police, that they use only arbitrary enforcement now through April 1. What does that mean? That means you'll check to see if they have an ELD. If they don't, it's not going to go against their safety record. And a matter of fact, they've said, the FMCSA has said, violations won't go against their CSA scores, what it's called, during this transition period. They may get a warning, they may get a citation, but it won't hurt their safety rating. So, I mean, I think that's an acknowledgement from the feds that they aren't ready for
sure.
They aren't ready for showtime here.
Sure. So I guess in summary, December 18th is Monday. For those listening, if they're driving a truck, they're a farmer, can you summarize what we just talked about in maybe 30 seconds?
Yeah. Here's a big thing. If you're a farmer and you've been exempt from the hours of service regulations, Monday is no different for you. You'll still be exempt if you operate within that 150-air-mile radius within the state of Illinois or 100 miles interstate. You will remain exempt from the ELD requirement and the hours of service regulations as they are put. And, of course, that keeps life easy. Nothing's changed. Don't worry. Just stay on top of the regs. That's the best thing we can say.
Mm-hmm. And tune in Facebook Live Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon, we'll do a Facebook Live, and hopefully at that we can answer your questions. We will go in detail. This may take an hour, but we will go over in detail all the exemptions, all the requirements, and anything, any questions that the viewers, listeners have, we'll answer them. Because it's the best way to get it done, and we'll clarify everything we can.
Don Schaefer with the Midwest Truckers Association, and once again, the association will have a Facebook Live event tomorrow afternoon to answer any questions you may have about the ELD mandate. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.